And you're listening to live coverage of 2020, the presidential election coverage here on Super Tuesday. Arkansas, one of 14 states that is part of this Super Tuesday. And polls closed here a little less than a half hour ago at 7:30. Being part of Super Tuesday has brought a new level of attention to the state from presidential candidates. The only candidate or campaign with an official organized event in Arkansas tonight is that of Joe Biden, and that's where KUAR's Daniel Breen is right now. Hi, Daniel. What's the mood like there?
Hey, Michael. Well, we've got a small group of some of Biden's supporters here. People are generally in pretty good spirits. We've been hearing chants of J-O-E and a lot of cheers when Biden was projected to win North Carolina, Virginia, and most recently Alabama. We had a big cheer here recently. We were watching on CNN that Biden had a big lead on Arkansas, though Benton County just reported in their roughly 8,000 votes, and Benton County up in northwest Arkansas actually went for Sanders, Bernie Sanders. So that is narrowing Biden's lead a little bit here. He's at about 27% Bernie Sanders, 21%, but there's still only about 10 precincts reporting, so very early tonight.
And you've been talking with some of Biden's supporters there?
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of supporters here. They like him primarily for two reasons. They think he has the best chance to win, first of all, win both the nomination for the Democratic presidential candidate and also the general election against President Trump, and also because of his experience in the Senate and, of course, as vice president under Obama. I talked to one supporter here at the watch party tonight. Her name is Katie Barlow, and she said Biden's always been the best candidate, in her opinion. Let's play that tape.
He's stable. He has so much vision for our future. He'll bring NATO back into play. We need NATO. His foreign experience is wonderful. He is so talented. So, you know, all in all, there's just no one to run against him.
Yeah, and so we kind of hear that echoing a lot from a lot of Biden's supporters here tonight. Also, a lot of Biden's prominent endorsers, at least here locally in Central Arkansas, are here watching the return. They're all state lawmakers, mainly from Central Arkansas, some more experienced ones like Senator Linda Chesterfield, but also a lot of newcomers to the legislature, including Representative Kippy McCullough, Representative Andrew Collins, and Representative Jamie Scott. I also spoke with Democratic Party Chair Michael John Gray, and he applauded the strategy that the Biden campaign used in this race. Let's play that tape.
They knew that South Carolina was make or break for them. They exceeded expectations. Some they exceeded. They got the momentum with Senator Klobuchar and Mayor Buttigieg coalescing and endorsing him. I think that strategy worked, and I think you get past there was never a lack of passion amongst Biden supporters here, but it gets past maybe the lack of organization that we see.
Now, Gray can't really endorse a candidate, neither can the state party at this point, but he did say Arkansas is a Biden state and has been pretty much that way since the primary contest began.
Okay, well, at this point, about 2% of precincts reporting in. For some reason, that's gone down. It was 3% just a minute or so ago, but Joe Biden with 26%, Bernie Sanders 21%, Michael Bloomberg 20%, and then Elizabeth Warren with 11%. So Daniel will be checking back in with you throughout the evening.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks very much. And we'll also continue our coverage throughout the evening. We also have reporters over at the Democratic Party's main watch party just a few blocks away from where Daniel is right now, and we'll continue to bring you results throughout the evening. You can also find the results from the our webpage, KUAR.org, and we'll have full coverage for you tomorrow morning. So stay with us. This is KUAR. And you're listening to special coverage of Super Tuesday from NPR News and KUAR 89.1. And as NPR just reported a few minutes ago, the Associated Press has declared Joe Biden winner of the Democratic nomination for president in Arkansas this just a little less than an hour and a half after polls closed. KUAR's Daniel Breen is at the Arkansas Campaign Watch Party for Joe Biden, and joins me now on the line. Danny, have they seen the race being called yet by the AP there?
Hey, hey, Michael, if you can hear me over the cheers here, we are, well, I should say they are celebrating the win of Joe Biden here in Arkansas right now. As you said, the Associated Press just called it here. We also did have another win since we last spoke here in to our east in Tennessee. Biden won that as well. We saw three counties in northwest Arkansas that are likely to go to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders of Carroll, Washington, and Benson counties. That's not really a surprise. Northwest Arkansas is really known as much of a liberal stronghold as you can get here in Arkansas. But so far from what we see, the counties that Biden has won, it's really all over the place. Places in the Delta and southwest Arkansas, he is leading here in early votes in Pulaski County. So it's really kind of fitting into that traditional campaign narrative of Biden that, you know, he appeals to more moderate people, people who might otherwise vote Republican, and, of course, to African-American voters as well.
Yeah, and the numbers at this point, 19% in. Joe Biden just under 32%. Bernie Sanders just under 21%. So about a 10-point lead there.
Yeah, it is pretty good at this point, and of course, results are still coming in, but everyone here is optimistic, as you can probably hear, everyone's applauding. I spoke with one of Biden's biggest supporters here locally. She's Democratic State Representative Jamie Scott. She's in her first term here in the legislature, and she's also the youngest African-American woman elected to the legislature. Let's take a pause for applause here. But she, Scott said she was less interested in more progressive candidates in the race, particularly Sanders. She wasn't really impressed with his record. But she said Biden would be the best candidate to represent the people of her district. Let's play some tape now.
Some of the other people that didn't really resonate to me because they lacked an African-American policy. I represent an over a minority district. And so I'm looking for someone who speaks to the people that I represent. And some of them lack that. I love some of their policy stance, but on some key issues, things that I wanted to see, I couldn't step out there and endorse them.
And, yeah, Scott has also been coordinating a lot of Biden's campaign here locally, including a visit by his wife last Sunday. Another issue people here have talked about, in particular, is education. I'd like to play some tape of Tracy Ann Nelson. She's the leader of the Arkansas Education Association, the largest union for public school teachers in the state. She said she really liked Elizabeth Warren, but Biden's education policy ultimately won her over.
He said two-year college should be free, which I appreciate. He does have a perspective that we need access to career as well as higher ed. You know, he'll enforce ESSA in a way that supports all kids and not. I mean, those things have been cut back so much and hurting kids that, you know, we need to turn that around.
And when she's talking about ESSA, that's the Every Student Succeeds Act. That was an Obama-era program for school accountability. The Trump administration has rolled a lot of it back recently. So essentially we hear there someone showing support for an Obama policy and saying that his former vice president, Joe Biden, would be the best person to ensure that that policy slips on.
All right. That's KUAR's Daniel Breen, who is at the watch party for the campaign of Joe Biden down in the River Market. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
And again, the latest numbers with the race called for Joe Biden, 32% for Biden, 20% for Bernie Sanders. Michael Bloomberg, who put a lot of effort into Arkansas, came to file in person at the state capitol, also led Little Rock's Martin Luther King Jr. parade, coming in third with 20%, and Elizabeth Warren at 10%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden followed up his win in Saturday's South Carolina primary with another win in Arkansas on Tuesday night. And KUAR's Dana Breen was at Biden's Arkansas campaign watch party and has this report.
Who you voted for?
J-O-E!
And he won Arkansas. Let's get
the crowd at Biden's watch party in downtown Little Rock was small but passionate. Speaking shortly after the race was called for Biden, Democratic State Senator Linda Chesterfield said the best candidate won.
I'm not going to forget that he was a key factor in the Lilly Ledbetter Act, providing equal pay regardless of gender. I'm not going to forget that he led the fight to ban assault weapons. I'm not going to forget that he led the fight to get Obamacare passed. This is Joe Biden, people.
Biden won by large margins in rural, more diverse counties, which fits his campaign narrative of appealing to moderates and African-American supporters. State Representative Jamie Scott, a Democrat of North Little Rock, is the youngest African-American woman to serve in the state legislature. She says she chose Biden over other more progressive candidates that typically had support among millennials.
Some of the other people that didn't really resonate to me because they lacked an African-American policy. I represent a minority district. And so I'm looking for someone who speaks to the people that I represent. And some of them lack that. I love some of their policy stance, but on some key issues, things that I wanted to see, I couldn't step out there and endorse them.
Biden carried every county in the state on Super Tuesday except for Washington County in northwest Arkansas, which went for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He came in second in the state with Michael Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren in third and fourth place. Daniel Breen, KYR News.